a church that has become a role model for believers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3-8. Today's Bible verses are from the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3-8. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore we do not need to say anything about it. A person's name should be well known for a good reason. Everyone should have a good reputation. At workplace, in the society, a person needs to have a good reputation, so that they receive the personal trust from others, and also they get to succeed in life. At times we see some people with wrong rumors, gossip going around about them, and as a result of it they did not succeed in their lives. We see these kinds of instances quite often around us. High class leaders in our society who are from prestigious background, or famous speakers lose their fame within a day, even though they have worked so hard to earn such reputation and position in the community. Moreover, some religious leaders, due to bad rumors about them, some people's reputations got damaged seriously within a day. We get to see these quite a lot easily. It is a pity. It is the same for a church. A church needs to have good reputation that is full of grace, so that church gets to grow and experience revival and the people of the church get to experience, enjoy grace and blessings. A church in a countryside of Korea decided to build its own building for the first time. This church has been praying and thinking of doing it for a long time. To build its building, the people started to do the groundwork, and took a day to get the basis set up. But as the day progressed, just before they were about to call it a day, the gray-colored cloud in the sky started to gather. The weather changed to be cloudy, and rain was about to pour out really heavily from the sky. A church pastor and many people of the church, who were at the construction site, started to really worry. It looked as if it rains, then the basis that they worked on for a full day could easily collapse. At that time, one elder of the church brought a duvet and bed linen. He came to the construction site with these on his hand. That elder did not mind what the other people thought about him, but he placed bed linen and duvet on the basis on the ground that they just worked on. He knelt down and prayed to God. And that elder lied down where he was, on the ground. It was God who was surprised by what he has done. That elder was prepared to die, and placed bed linen and duvet on the construction site basis that they worked on, and God changed his plan. At that night, the rain did not pour out, and the basis they worked on did not collapse. All the people at the church got to believe that the rain did not come down purely because of the prayer of elder and the protesting with prayer and faith. The rumors about this elder's prayer got spread out and the church also grew. The revival of the church also began. The Thessalonians church that we are going to talk about this morning, as we read in today's Bible passage, had a really good reputation. At that time, in Macedonia and Achaia areas, Thessalonians church already had a really good reputation and this church was really well respected. So the doors of the evangelism got opened easily, and we can see that this church grew up a lot. Paul gave compliments about this church and said in verse 7, that this church became a role model for the believers. In verse 7, it says, "And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." This is a model of an ideal church. Being a role model to others and being complimented by others are an extremely huge grace and a blessing. If a child gets complimented by parents, that is happiness. If a student gets complimented by teachers, that student becomes a really great figure, a person with powerful potential. If a church pastor gives compliments to people in the church, and a church pastor is proud of the people in the church, that is grace and a blessing. People in the Thessalonians church were complimented by Paul, and Paul was proud of them. Paul talked about them and introduced the Thessalonians church as a role model whenever he went to spread the gospel. For individuals, for church and for community and for the nation, if good rumors got spread, and if they have good reputation, then it is a blessing. In Luke, chapter 5, verse 15, it talks about Jesus got spread out widely, and so many people got gathered together. When good rumors about Jesus were spread out, a lot of people were gathered. In the same way, all of you and our church too, I hope we get to have good rumors, good reputation at all times. Especially the Thessalonians church was well known for being a role model church for practicing three types of faith. First of all, the church was a role model of faith. Let's read verse 8. In verse 8, it says, the Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore we do not need to say anything about it. Rumors that this church has a strong faith basis were widely spread out everywhere. Rumors of faith were already spread out. The church was known for a church of faith, and where the faith worked, it had a good reputation about faith. Christian life is all about having faith. What God is most glad in it is faith, as well. If we have faith, we pray, we obey, and we serve with commitment. Only what we do for God with faith gets accepted by God. In the Bible, it says, it is a law of Bible that things will get done just like the faith you have. And Jesus said, go and walk in faith. In the Bible, so many countless works of miracle have happened through the lenses of faith. The Red Sea got split, the River Jordan got split, and the Jericho castle got collapsed. These have all happened due to faith that people had, and these were the works of miracle that have happened through faith. With faith, a lot of people experienced healing, got their diseases cured, and problems in life, and got solved by faith. In fact, if we have faith, then the views about life change. A negative person becomes a positive person. A person who used to only look at the circumstances and used to be depressed, if this person sees the power and ability of God, this person will live in hope and expectation. Even if a person encounters difficulties and obstacles, but does not give up and does not get depressed, then this person changes to be a person who looks up to God, who works through these hard times. This person changes to be a person of passion and energy, who looks up to God. The Thessalonians church was a church that had these kinds of miraculous works of faith. In verse 5, it said, because our gospel came to you not simply with words but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake, that is right. It was not faith that said the Lord, with their lips only. It was faith that complemented with actions. Faith does not get finished by drawing up a floor plan. But power and ability to complete building it according to the floor plan is faith. A house does not get built up simply by carrying out a really good floor plan. A work of miracle is an ability to complete building just according to the floor plan. Faith accompanies idea. But when that idea shows up by actions, it becomes a living faith. For example, when someone says, I will go to here and there, but does not go, then that action is not a faith. When a heart decides, he or she will go, then if the person moves feet and goes forward towards the final destination, then it would be a living faith. A real faith shows up when we believe in the promises of God and practices these in action. How did the people of Israel walk across the River of Jordan? They did not walk across the river after the river was split. But they believed in it first, and when they stepped on it, the river split. We had a fire in our building previously. The fire started on the first floor, So everyone went up to the top of the building. At the bottom of the building, the fire flame went up, so the firemen came, got the net, placed it near the ground, and shouted out to the people to jump off from the building. People knew that these firemen tried to save them for sure, so to save them, they placed a safety net underneath the building, and people knew this fact. But only a few jumped off, and a few got burnt by the fire and died. The people who lived, they lived not because they merely accepted the fact that the firemen did these to save them, but what they did saved them. They jumped off. They actioned, and their action saved them. For faith, knowing is different from believing. It is important to believe God, rather than simply knowing God. Paul complimented the Thessalonians church, because the church showed real actions. And their faith was complemented with real actions. I hope that you will all turn your faith into actions. Secondly, it was a church that had love, and this church tried to make an effort to be sacrificial to each other. In verse 3, it said, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." Not only were the works of faith, but there were efforts to be sacrificial to each other. In this world, it has been said that there is no more beautiful word than "I love you." So in the Bible, in the 1 John, chapter 4, verse 8, it has been said God is love. Love is the original essence of Christianity and is a core value. A cross indicates everything about the love of God. Vertically, it is love between God and people. And horizontally, the completion of love is a cross between the relationships with people. The Thessalonians church, that has experienced this love, has been said, that as shown in verse 5, they did not say they love each other just by their lips, but they were sacrificial to each other, because they loved each other. A real love has sacrifice. But sacrifice that gets made with love, does not get tired, does not get exhausted. Because the effort comes out and sacrifices with love and by love. When parents raise their children, they do not think it is a labor. In my family, there are 6 siblings. My mother gave birth to a child every 3 years. It is 18 years that she gave birth to her children. I have asked this to them before. For 18 years, you gave birth to your children and spent all your youthful years raising the children up. How hard work was that? And you helped the children to get married and get educated. How difficult was that? And she said she has never thought that was painful and tiring. When she saw her children grow and get mature, she said she was amazed by them, she was glad in them, and she found it very fun. Because she loved her children, she did not regard it as toil, or a work to do, or a pain. She thought it as a joy and a pleasure. In the same way, work of the Thessalonians church was not forced. They voluntarily sacrificed their time and energy and offered their time and energy because of love for God. When I was young, a friend that I made for the first time invited me to his house. He introduced me to his mom. He pointed to his mom when she was preparing dinner for us. Towards her, he said, "This is my mom, say hello to her." I was startled. Her nose was crushed, the eyes were out of shape, there were no ears, and the face was burned by the fire. What he said to me was, when he was young, his mom made the baby to sleep and went to work. But there was a fire in her home, where the baby was. The people poured water to extinguish fire, but even though she shouted out that there is a baby in a burning house, nobody was trying to get into the house to save the baby. So she herself ran into the blazing fire, and among fire, she wrapped baby by blanket, and as she did that, her face all got burned. After that, her husband left the wife and the baby to go to somewhere else. One day the son asked her, "Ma'am, why is your face so ugly, not like other men's faces?" When he asked, she answered, "I am sorry that your mother is ugly. My son, the fact that you are healthy, that makes me very happy." And as she said that, she kept on crying. The son got to know the fact that his mum got burned like that to save him. After that, whoever he meets, he talked about his mum with pride. He said about his mum confidently, and he did well at school and was very smart. That is love. Because mum loves her children. Sacrifice and hard work are joy and happiness, and also pleasure just as they are. We need to know this. Moreover, a couple almost lived together for 40 years. This person, who are well over 60 years of age, said to the church pastor, "Pastor, I feel that this is unfair, very unfair." "What is that unfair?" "For 40 years, I gave birth to children, did housework and helped my children to get married, but what I have left now are wrinkles. I have no other thing left. I think my life has been treated very unfairly." So I said to her, "Yes, I think that would be very unfair." "Why?" "If she said that she did hard work but if love was not there, then how unfair would that be? Also, she has been a caregiver for 40 years and earned a few millions of dollars, but she said she has nothing left." Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, real love is happiness, joy, and pleasure just as it is. Time that waits for a lover is a happy time. It is happiness to cook food with care, serves and makes effort for a lover. This itself becomes happiness, just as it is. Then, as Christians, who should we show love like this? We have two targets that we need to show love to. Firstly, we need to love God. God loved us so sent His only Son. As in the 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. When a person loves someone, that love shows up. Through face, in eye contact, the way that person looks at the other person, in action, the way that person behaves in front of the other person, it shows up. Love of God has been shown through by love, the love that gave His one and the only Son. Our ancestors of faith or early church Christians understood this love and loved the Lord so much. They could not deny the name of Jesus even once, so they chose to become food for lions and died by blazing fire. But even in those difficult times, they chose to walk through the pathway of martyrs in joy. These were our ancestors of faith. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, do we really love the Lord? The Lord also loves you. Because we love the Lord, when we do the work of the Lord, and for the Lord, this becomes joyful. When we come to church early in the morning on Sunday, when we teach the young souls, when we serve by driving the church van, when we give praise and worship to God in a choir by singing, when we visit the others in their homes, and hold a small group Bible studies and home visits, when we do the work of the Lord, we experience joy in return. It is because we sacrificed our time and energy for the Lord voluntarily through the willing heart that loved the Lord. Because we sacrificed our time and energy and through love we do these, so there is joy, pleasure and happiness. Paul complimented the Thessalonians church, because he knew that the church showed these kinds loving actions. Secondly, we need to love people. There is no painful thing than hating other people. Try to hate people, then through my minds, there comes out poison, there comes out bitter water, and souls, minds, and hearts get disease. Hatred is a dangerous and scary poison and it is a sin. So Jesus said hatred, hating others, is a murder, it is killing others. Love is what a loved person can give and can receive only. A person who has not been loved does not know how to give love or receive love. Some people know that love is to be received only. These people are self-centered, and they do not think of others. They have jealousy and envy a lot. They want them to be known only. In a church, if there are people like these, a church pastor gets easily tired. A real love, a true love, we need to know how to give and how to receive too. Forgiveness as well, a person who has forgiven others, gets to experience the forgiveness of God only. A true love too, we get to realize its real value of it by giving it to others, rather than receiving it from others. Eric Fromm has said love is giving, understanding, forgiving and covering the weaknesses, and helping. God loved us like this. telling others about God, evangelizing. 2. We need to have a heart that loves the souls. A common thing that can be found in people who did a lot of evangelizing is that they have a heart that loves souls. To save a soul, they sacrifice a lot of their time, heart, energy and money. But they experience true joy and experience what God has to bless them with. They confess things like these a lot often. In Macedonia and Achaia areas, good reputation about the Thessalonians church got spread out widely. And the church experienced revival and grew up greatly. They loved the Lord passionately, so giving sacrifice and making effort were joy and pleasure for them and thanksgiving. Because we love the Lord, an effort of spreading out the love to others needs to be our happiness. Thirdly, the Thessalonians church was a church that was full of hope. Let us look at the verse 3 again. In verse 3, it says, "We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ." In verse 5, it says, "Because our gospel came to you not simply with words but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake." It shows that the Thessalonians church had a lot of hard times and agony. But despite these difficult circumstances, they did not give up their hope and persevered. This fact got spread everywhere and other churches got inspired and encouraged and regained strength. Churches in Korea tend to fall down into a ditch of downturn these days, spiritually. So from this October, for 3 months, we have decided to focus on evangelism, so invited famous speakers and the flyers got distributed. As the nearby churches found about this, and as they prepared to spiritually wake up again, I was very pleased. I do not want our church to be growing up only. Churches in Korea, as a whole, need to wake up from spiritual sleep and find its place again and give hope and pleasure to the world we live in. I hope and expect that the church will serve this role. How did the Thessalonians church not lose hope in times of trouble? There are two types of answers. Firstly, they were full of Holy Spirit. They were fully filled with Holy Spirit. Let's have a look at verse 5 to 6, "Because our gospel came to you not simply with words but also with power, with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit." Pay close attention to the word Holy Spirit. When they were filled with Holy Spirit, they were not afraid of difficulties, and in times of trouble, they did not give up their hope. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, having a Christian life, we cannot live it by our own strength. We need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Fully controlled by the Holy Spirit. When we are fully filled with the Holy Spirit, there are a few things that change. Firstly, we gain confidence. Look at the people of the early church. When they were filled fully with the Holy Spirit, they were not afraid of dying. They were confident. Having a strong heart and having the nerve are different. Some people think that we do the Lord's work with the nerve. But no, Peter that had the nerve, when he was about to be killed, he denied Jesus 3 times and turned around. Having faith is not the same as having the nerve. It is a strong heart that gets sourced by the Holy Spirit. The Thessalonians church was full of Holy Spirit, so when difficulties and troubles came, they were not afraid, and they confidently and boldly spread the gospel. The other thing is that the attitude of having worship service changes. Because they experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. When we are full of Holy Spirit, we experience God that is not far away from us, but is in fact, really near from us. We get to see that God is with me. The choir does not worry about not remembering the song lyrics. To produce the right sound, they do not solely focus their energy in tuning. When we pray, it is not about praying well, with inspiring words, but treating the prayer that gets received by God more preciously. This kind of heart is a heart that has been received grace. Have a look at verse 6. In verse 6, it says, "You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit." Dear my brothers and sisters, I hope and bless in the name of our Lord that our young and church is full of Holy Spirit. One more thing, the hope of the Thessalonians church was not only about the secular world. In verse 10, in their difficult times, they had hope and waited for the Lord's second coming. But how about the hope of the people these days? They had been fallen unto the ground. The hope of heaven that does not get withered has disappeared. The hope of the heaven is an absolute and everlasting hope. Hope of the heaven is a hope that lasts forever, and even how hard and difficult trials and tests and death come to us, this hope can never be taken away from us. But the people who believe in Jesus have their hope of heaven weakened and altered to be the hope of the secular world. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, I am envious of the Thessalonians church that has become a role model for the church in this era of corruption. Hope of the heaven needs to be restored. Faith needs to be restored. There should be a sacrificial work of love, and I hope and pray that our young and church will be blessed to be like the Thessalonians church that was full of the hope of the heaven. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.